lawmakers facing up to $2 billion shortfall to try to bridge. And Governor Scott did say he wanted to put a lot more money into education, but he wouldn't be able to do that unless there were big cuts to Medicaid payments for hospitals. Do you think, for example, trying to make those big cuts is something that will happen during the session to try to fulfill the governor's request on education?
Well, it's too soon to tell, and a lot of the details will be up to the two appropriations chairmen, Chair Denise Grimsley in the House and Chairman J.D. Alexander in the Senate. But I think that's one of those areas where we share the governor's goal in the House, and I believe the Senate does too, as far as increasing K-12 education funding. The method which we get there probably won't be identical to the governor's approach. We hopefully will take some of his ideas, maybe add our ideas to it, or approach it in a slightly different way. But, you know, I think any area of the budget, whether it's healthcare or education or public safety, we're going to have to make some adjustments because that's what we do every year. And we've got an obligation to do the same thing that, you know, moms and dads do around the dinner table or businessmen and women do when they say, hey, we have a lot of, here's our priorities, but we have a limited number of resources and here's how we're going to prioritize them.
You also mentioned, you know, creating jobs and trying to bring down that unemployment rate that's up near 10%. Governor Scott, in his speech, emphasized encouraging business growth by streamlining government taxes and regulations. This is a line that we've heard out of Tallahassee well since at least Jeb Bush and beyond. Do you think that that is slowly carving away at creating new jobs, making Florida more business friendly, or is there still more to cut back?
Well, I think we have made great progress. We've been encouraged that recently our unemployment numbers dropped ever so slightly, and so that's a good sign that we're on the right, you know, we're on the right path. I think we can probably make some more strides in the area of regulation, perhaps than in taxes. I hope we can reduce the corporate income tax, perhaps a little bit more, or maybe raise the exemption level like we did last year. The three primary obstacles that I think the governor's identified, which frustrate people who want to grow their businesses or create jobs, or when we're trying to recruit companies from other states, are taxation, litigation, and regulation. And so there's probably some tort proposals that will move, a stable regulatory framework. I think most people, including myself, think there's nothing wrong with appropriate regulation to provide for the public safety or protect our environment or any of those necessary things. But the goal should be to make them predictable so that folks know what the rules of the game are, and that stability attracts people willing to say, okay, if I know what the rules are, then I know I can, you know, calculate how I can maybe come to Florida from another state or grow a business that's already in our state.
Speaker Cannon, you, of course, mentioned those two top priorities overarching this session, passing the budget and also dealing with redistricting. And this is an election year. And I just wonder, you know, what do you think that effect has on the redistricting process? Do you think, does that at all discourage lawmakers from political risk taking because they don't know what their districts or maybe even who their constituents are going to be because these new maps are going to be coming out?
You know, I don't know from a personal perspective because I'm term limited out, so I'm not on the ballot, and I can offer this interesting perspective. It's probably different for each individual legislator. In some cases, it may make people more timid or more reluctant to pursue a bold policy. Perhaps for other people, it may make them more comfortable being aggressive because they feel like, hey, I'm not going to worry about where the district lines are. I'm going to be more ambitious in advancing policies I believe in. So I don't know that it necessarily, in the aggregate, changes the overall temperament of the legislature. I think it probably, more than anything, just crowds out the time clock because of the time on the floor and the time in committees necessary to handle the state House maps, state Senate maps, and congressional maps, coupled with a tough budget year. I think those two things taken together do limit a little bit the bandwidth of what is possible. But I'm not sure that the redistricting in every case will cause that reticence. In other, you know, in some cases, it may embolden people.